Exercise 34.
You will hear a conversation between a mother and her son about preparing for exams. Mark the statements below as true or false.
Here's another mug of coffee. Do you know it's already a quarter to midnight?
Thanks, Mum. I don't know why I always seem to end up studying at the last minute. I know it's silly and it's not a good idea. Cramming in facts late at night until the early hours.
What you need is a revision timetable. You know, a month or so before the exams start. You should sit down and plan all the work you have to do and how much you're going to do each day. If you did that, you wouldn't end up working in the middle of the night.
At the moment, I'm just studying the things that I think are likely to come up. Three or four for each subject. A group of us got together and discussed this.
But is that not a huge risk?
Yes, of course it is. But I haven't got time to cover the whole course.
And you know, the way you're doing things at the moment is crazy. Not just from the work point of view, but everything. Studying late, getting up late, not eating properly.
You're right. And I'm drinking far too much coffee and probably eating too much chocolate too. But they make me feel wide awake, so I'm able to study better.
That's because they're stimulants. How do you feel after the effect has worn off?
Well, I suppose I just keep taking more. But it's very hard to get to sleep afterwards, and almost impossible to get up in the morning.
You need proper rest and exercise. When was the last time you went for a jog, or even went for a walk? And you haven't been to basketball practice for weeks. If your body is in such bad shape, how can you expect your mind to work properly?
Yes, I know.
Now listen again.
Here's another mug of coffee. Do you know it's already a quarter to midnight?
Thanks, Mum. I don't know why I always seem to end up studying at the last minute. I know it's silly and it's not a good idea. Cramming in facts late at night until the early hours.
What you need is a revision timetable. You know, a month or so before the exams start. You should sit down and plan all the work you have to do and how much you're going to do each day. If you did that, you wouldn't end up working in the middle of the night.
At the moment, I'm just studying the things that I think are likely to come up. Three or four for each subject. A group of us got together and discussed this.
But is that not a huge risk?
Yes, of course it is. But I haven't got time to cover the whole course.
And you know, the way you're doing things at the moment is crazy. Not just from the work point of view, but everything. Studying late, getting up late, not eating properly.
You're right. And I'm drinking far too much coffee and probably eating too much chocolate too. But they make me feel wide awake, so I'm able to study better.
That's because they're stimulants. How do you feel after the effect has worn off?
Well, I suppose I just keep taking more. But it's very hard to get to sleep afterwards and almost impossible to get up in the morning.
You need proper rest and exercise. When was the last time you went for a jog or even went for a walk? And you haven't been to basketball practice for weeks. If your body is in such bad shape, how can you expect your mind to work properly?
Yes, I know.